Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman. We're going to talk about planer boards. Actually, have two experts that are here with the Church Tackle, and we're going to talk all about it. So I think we'll just talk. We'll start with Jim at the very end, since he's been out there trolling a bunch here in Mississippi on Lake Sardis, and kind of give us a tip right away. Let's start with a tip. Tell them if you were coming down to Sardis, what color you would use, what color pattern, and talk a little bit about depth and how you can use your boards to get away from the boat.
So right now, I would start out in the morning early before the sun gets up with anything dark, blacks, browns, maybe a little green, a little pink, a little orange in it. And then as the day progresses and the sun comes up, I'm going to make sure I have on something that's orange. Oranges, whites, anything natural colors as the sun comes up. And I'm going to target that 15 to probably 21 feet of water. And just try to catch the post-spawn crappie that are pulling down out of the creeks and out of the main river channel into the main lake.
So you're pulling that board.
Yep, TX-12s.
Yep, and so tell us what your rig looks like that you're trolling.
Oh, the leader? So yeah. Typically I run a 5-foot leader, and 2 feet down I'll run a 6-inch tag, and I'll put a slab curly on that, and then 3 more feet down I'll put a pico crankbait on the back of that, and that's what we've been running right now today and all this week. The water temperature shot up to like 10 degrees up to 75 degrees, right. And once that happens, it's crankbait time. So the crankbaits are really, they're really doing a number on them. It's amazing how small of a crappie will eat a crankbait and just choke it down. It's just unbelievable to me.
They got some sharp hooks.
Yeah.
And they're just like the right hooks. They're not overpowering them, and it's not like, you know, if you get hooked on a stump, sometimes you pull it off and it bends the hook out enough just to retrieve that. So we talk a little bit about the planer board. So we'll go to Jason. Jason, I know the planer board's there, but really the deep, dark secret is something that isn't, and it's something that some people in my boat, they'll call it the ice cream cone.
Okay, yeah, stern planer.
Yeah, stern planer.
There's 100 different nicknames that I hear for them at the fishing shows, from right? Carrot to cone to, I haven't heard the ice cream, you know, cone yet. Yep. But
looks like a waffle cone. Yep,
there's 100 different names for them.
And so explain a little bit about that. So people that aren't watching the show, tell them about what's that shape like, and how do you use it to catch fish? How to catch more fish, bigger fish?
So just as you'd set your depth by how much line you let out from your rod tip, that stern planer kind of becomes your rod tip, but you're able to run it 200 feet behind the boat, 150 feet behind the boat, but let out your weight. And your leader, and that sets your depth. So you want to target, say, 6 feet down. Let your leader out with your weight and clip that stern planer on there. Now run it 150 feet behind the boat, 200 feet behind the boat.
Right.
So anybody can let just a pile of line out. But right. My question is, how deep is that bait at that point? You know.
Right.
So what you know is it's a long way back there. You don't know what depth it is. And when you let them a long way back there, if you add any weight, it's tough to keep them shallow.
Right.
Or if you want them to get deep, just because you let 300 feet of line out doesn't necessarily mean it's getting to the depth you want. So that's where we start looking at the snap weights with a two-ounce weight on there. And you can let that stuff out, the distance you want from the stern planer to set your depth. Now run it 200 feet behind the boat. And so when those crappie either split around the boat or they sink when they go to get active again, that bait is coming through there behind the stern planer, and it's a stealthy way to catch fish.
And it just has a release, just like the weight. It has a release, you just take the weight off and then
there's a pin in that clip. You want to make sure your line's behind the pin. On the back side of that stern planer is just a clip. You just slide your line in that clip. That clip is really just a safety in case you dropped it. It's gonna slide down your line. But yeah, they're shaped like a cone. There's almost no resistance coming through the water. That rod tip will show you a bite. It'll show you everything that's going on that line, just like if you laid a rod down. And then kind of the tip there, what I like to do anyway, more for walleye, but it works great for crappie as well, close that bail on your level wind reel, turn your clicker on, and then back your drag off. So it's just pulling that rig through the water. Now right. A crappie hits and the clicker goes, so you don't have to constantly be watching that rod tip.
You know, one thing we used them for is like for catching walleye. So it's not just for crappie. Like,
right.
And you catch really big walleye.
Sometimes.
I've seen the pictures. Liar. I've seen the pictures. You catch some giants. So you're using the same technique with backing up the drag
yes.
and the clicker with the walleye.
Yes. Yep. Uh-huh. You just want to find that sweet spot where it's not paying out line, you know, when you're hitting waves, stuff like that. And especially if it is a bigger fish, but right. if you get it to where it's clicking every once in a while, that's kind of your sign that it's kind of set right. You know,
uh-huh.
a big wave comes through and it may click a couple times. That's about perfect. Cause now even a small fish or a decent sized weed, and it's going to click enough to at least get your attention that, you know, right. something's going on.
So is that kind of like a flag then? Like a flag, so that clicker is kind of like a flag, so you know something's happening.
Well, and guys always, you know, ask, how do you know that there's a fish on there? Your rod tip will show you. You can sit there and stare at the rod tip. I just know for me, the second fish I catch in on another board or off the side of the boat, I'm now right. distracted, and it might be an hour before I look at that rod tip again. Right. I just know me. I get distracted. So that clicker is a nice way. You can almost forget about it, and you hear that clicker going, and that's your stern planer.
So. Yeah. Well, you brought up the weight. So you actually, the best, I'm going to tell you right now, this is my tip. The best buy is to buy the kit. You have a kit 100%. That has different sizes. And so you're better off doing that. One ounce, 2 ounce, 3 ounce.
There's 4 1 ounce, 4 2 ounce, and 2 3 ounce weights.
Right.
There's 6 split rings and 6 clips right. all in a kit. And I forget, but it's very cost effective rather than right. pricing the kit, the ring, and the clip all by itself.
Right.
But yeah, on churchtackle.com, it's a very economical way to get started. Then if you need to add more weights or more clips, you can do that. But that right. kit's very cost effective.
Well, we found like on Beaver Lake that sometimes we wanted to run more shallow and we just used like the 1 ounce.
Yep.
And we just played back and forth on that. So what's the heaviest weight that you have 2 different sizes, right? On the stern planers?
Correct. TX007 is the big one. TX005 is the small one. Correct.
007. That's got to be the one, right?
It's Mission Impossible.
Did you yeah. come up with that number?
I did not. No, I didn't.
You should have claimed fame
no,
to that.
No, the original owner, he did,
and
it's a sneaky enough thing that's yeah. that's pretty apt, you know.
Yep. So, is there a size that if you're using a small one, you wouldn't go more? Would you put the 3 ounce one on that one?
For the small one, the 005, yeah. the 3 ounce is about where I draw the line.
Okay.
You can actually free spool a 3 ounce weight, and it'll still stay on top of the water, you know,
right.
without it. It's not really getting pulled forward at that point. That 005 will stay on top of the water with a 3 ounce, especially, you know, with your boat trolling. Now you have right. forward momentum. It's no problem. But you start getting heavier than that, I would go to the big one, the 007 for sure.
All right. So you talked about, Jimmy, you talked about pulling the planer boards. And so you missed the part when you talk about the rig, how the weights and how you decide what size weights that you're going to use. The weight that you're putting on your rig that you're doing that, and then tell us how you're rigging that board up and maybe the multiple boards.
Okay, so you're talking about from the rod to the uh-huh. board?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll set my depth. Like today we were running 2 ounce weights, and
okay.
I clipped them on right in front of the 5 foot leader, right above the swivel that's on that leader. And then I would reel this up to the tip and then drop it into the water, and uh-huh. I was dropping them down 10 to 15 feet.
All right.
If I drop this 2 ounce weight down to 10 feet on my line counter on my reel, my fin spin was running about a foot below the weight,
uh-huh.
and the Pico crankbait was running at actually 10 feet. That's with the right. pullback going 1.5 miles an hour.
Okay.
Okay. So then I would clip the line on after I let the 10 feet out. I clip the line on here, and then I leave a loop, and I clip it on the back, and away we go. And the board pulls out.
Right.
And when a fish bites it, the flag goes down. Yep. And the fish, the bigger fish did pull the board back today, but there's, you know, we're catching a lot of small pre-spawn fish right now. So they're right. not necessarily, you might just see the flag do this and then it'll just get stuck like that. And it just, you've just got a little one on there and you're pulling it. So, but the bigger ones with the weight, it pulls it right back. It's not a problem at all.
And pretty soon down here on Lake Sardis, there's going to be some big crappie that are out there.
Yeah, and we caught some big ones today, and it pulls it right back. This right. board is the perfect planer board for crappie fishing, in right. my opinion. I've been doing it a long time, and I've never seen one that does all the things this will do and be as versatile as it is. Because if I need to change and go to a 3 ounce weight, I can, and the board will handle it. I can uh-huh. use a 1 ounce weight, or I can use no weight. If I want to run a Pico crankbait back without a double, without a fin spin on it or a uh-huh. double rig, I'll just say the fish are setting up today. We saw some setting up in 8 feet of water, 8 feet deep over 20 foot of water.
Right.
So you just let that Pico out 20 feet, and that Pico bait at 20 feet is going to run about 7 feet deep.
Yep.
And so you troll along, you don't even need the weight. And then when you get a bite, it just, boom, it just hammers the flag back.
Yep. So. And Precision Sonar, I believe they have the chart that has the depth chart. So Pico is actually in that. It's in that chart.
I don't go by that necessarily. Okay. I have it, and I use it, but I look at them. I have a live scope on the uh-huh. back of my boat that right. I use to check my depth, so I know exactly where it's at.
Yeah.
Because I don't run necessarily the line that some of the apps say to run.
Right.
I'm running a 15-pound fluorocarbon, and the line does affect it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, we saw that this week. Mark had some rods out there, catfish rods that had braid on them, and I put a Pico on that and ran it back, and I think at 33 feet with that braid, it was only running 3 feet deep, 3 to 5 feet deep.
Right.
So that braid was holding that line up in the water, which was, I was surprised how much it did that.
How much it did.
Yeah.
it was not effective to the depth you wanted to be.
Well, I think it was 85-pound braid, too, catfish braid, so it's like really big braid.
So we show them this board. This board has this part right here, this clamp. And so this is not when you buy the regular.
Has two modifications. Right. So when you buy the board, it's just the TX-12 has a black clip on there, just a pinch pad style clip. So that's the TX-12 itself. The flag system, the TX-12 mini flag system is an addition. The mini lockjaws are an addition as well. So that board is pretty well as tricked out as you can get it. I mean, it's got kind of all the upgrades that you're looking for in the TX-12.
But in reality, you just take the board as it comes if you wanted to and just go out there and catch them.
Yeah,
the flag is the deal when it comes to like having leaves or things like that in the water.
Or even small crappie. Because at the end of the day, if you're pulling around a small crappie, it's pretty hard to catch a big crappie on that same line. You know, crappie for especially the smaller ones, the flag system is a huge help,
right?
Because that board might do this, it might get heavy, it might drag back, but if you miss that after the first, I'm gonna say 30 seconds, something like that, they seem to start swimming along with it, and the board will almost be right back up in place.
Right,
the board almost looks normal, but that flag system will kind of be, you know, even if it's just mid. But you can tell that there's something going on where if you miss that initial strike and you don't have the flag, it's pretty easy to just keep dragging them along.
Okay, let's say you decide to have multiple boards out on both sides. You get a bite in the middle board as you set out like a flock of birds, and the middle one gets a bite. How do you reel it in without getting tangled?
So here's my tip there. I mean, we all hope that it's a big enough fish that the flag just gets slammed down and that board gets pulled back and out of line. And in that case, hold your rod tip low and just reel it in. No big deal. Okay. But that's not the reality. It's not always a big crappie on there.
Right.
So if it needs help, go to the opposite side of the boat and hold your rod tip in the water. I mean, hold it in the water an inch, 2 inches.
Right.
But now it puts drag on that entire piece of line from the rod tip to the board. And that board will slide out of place like it's got a big fish on there. It'll take a second, and then the drag takes effect. And that middle board will just slide out, give you plenty of room, start reeling it in. And if you need it, keep your rod tip right in there when you're reeling it in, just an inch or two. Keep reeling it in, and it, just keep sliding that board back. But it gives you that room to get around that inside board or even the inside two boards, if that's what it is. Say it's your third or it's your fourth board.
Right.
But it just keeps sliding it back, giving you more room. That's how I do it.
Okay. Now, we touched on the fact that you have other boards. And so, kind of just real quick, tell us in case someone's going to, like, for us, like, we'll go up and we'll troll for walleye and we'll use bigger boards sometimes when we're doing that because we're doing some funky stuff up in Beaver Lake to try and catch them and go fast. Tell us what sizes you have.
So we'll start at the TX6. Our TX6 is, I mean, it's probably about half the size of this board. It's quite small. People call it the credit card board. It's that small. That'll still pull, you know, it'd pull a Pico by itself.
Right.
Doesn't quite have the buoyancy that the TX12 does because the TX12 has foam in the back.
Okay.
But the TX6 is still plenty capable. I've caught walleye on it pulling jointed Rapalas or, you know, like I say, it'd pull your Pico crankbaits, no problem.
Right.
So that's our smallest board is the TX6. The next board is our TX12. The next board up from this is our walleye board.
Uh-huh.
Our walleye board has an adjustable weight. That kind of makes it unique because slide the weight back, the board rides a little bit nose high, handles really light, still easy in, easy out, reeling it in to clear boards, that kind of thing. But vice versa, slide that weight back on the forward on the walleye board, and now it drives that nose a little bit, takes a deeper bite in the water, and we have salmon guys in Lake Michigan running that board. Weight slid all the way forward, and it'll pull lead core, it'll pull short coppers, it can pull some serious weight. Our TX22 is a similar sized board, fixed weight, actually stays standing up when it's stopped.
Right.
We have some guys that run live bait for stripers with our TX22, because they keep bumping in and out of gear, kind of move things a little bit, put it neutral again, and that board stays vertical. So that's our TX22, and then our TX44 is our big board. I think it's a 13-inch board.
Right.
And that's where you get into like full 10 color lead core, 300, 350, 400 coppers, all your really kind of heavy salmon stuff.
Right.
That's where that TX44 is right at home. And where our shop is, we're only about 10 miles from Lake Michigan.
Right.
So we have a lot of guys in Michigan that are pulling that TX44 for the heavy applications.
All right. Well, that sounds good. That takes us to Tackle Time. Tackle Time sponsored by Pico Lures. Pico Lures, of course, has a full line of hard and soft baits, but they got the crankbait, and everyone loves them, and they're really hot, especially in places like Mississippi and stuff where they troll all summer long, so that's a good choice. You can check out Pico Lures at picolures.com. Also, B&M Poles is one of our sponsors, and we're excited to have them. They've been a sponsor for quite a while, and they make all kinds of rods. The Gunner, I'm using some of the Gunners and Sam Super Salties for my planer board rods, and heck, all my rods basically are either Sam Super Salty or a Gunners are out there. So those are good choices for trolling. And then they have crappie rods for casting or one pulling, and you name it, they probably got a rod that you can go fishing with. You can find them at bnmpole.com. Jason, if they want to find out more about Church Tackle, where would they go?
Churchtackle.com is our website. Church Tackle on Facebook. We try to put some informational stuff out there as well.
All right. And Jim, I happen to know that you are part of the cartel.
Yeah.
And I wish we could flash. We need to flash something up there. The cartel.
Well, I can send you the picture to do that.
Well, then they'll want pictures for everything. Then I'll have to go get the church one. And I have to.
Yeah.
And so, but can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. We got a couple master classes we're putting on this year. One is in the end of June. It's full already. And the one in the fall, I think, is full. We might have one spot left available on that, but I'm not sure yet. So those filled in literally like 10 minutes when we put them out there.
So. Actually, Pico Lures is coming down, I think, to the one in June.
Yep.
So
Mitch has been a great supporter of it, really pumped up about it. It's just going to be a fantastic time to be pulling crankbaits, too. I mean, you get into the end of June. I think the people coming are in for a treat. They're going to learn stuff that they've not ever done anywhere before.
Right.
And we're excited about it. We've got to leave something behind for people.
That's right.
So
That's right. Exactly. That takes us to the end of the show. I always like to end the show. Make sure you keep your hook sharp, your lure's in the water.